Well, as long as many of you are humming with hands over your ears, here are a few more results. We're giving results. Women's ice hockey in a qualifying round game today between the teams many believe will eventually play for the gold medal. Canada beat U.S. women 3-2. On the slopes today, there was a first in Olympic skiing history. Tina Mays of Slovenia and Dominique Gissen of Switzerland were both declared the gold medal winner in the women's downhill. They both finished with the exact same time. And speaking of time, the German team of Tobias Alt and Tobias Wendel was the fastest in the men's double luge to grab the gold medal in that event. But one of the most popular events at the Olympics is snowboarding. As we mentioned, the event did not end well for two-time gold medal winner Shaun White last night. He failed to even medal in the halfpipe finals. But for fans of the sport, the competition so far has been scintillating. Can you say YOLO? You only live once. The move the Swiss snowboarder iPod won the gold with. The BBC's Alex Capstick has been sampling the atmosphere at Sochi's Extreme Park.
Welcome to the land of the fakie, the jib, the tail slide, and the painful-sounding nose grab. All elements of the twists, turns, and tumbles of snowboarding. I'm in Sochi's Extreme Park. The name explains it all, really. And I'm looking at a giant tunnel of snow and ice with the top sliced off, otherwise known as the half pipe. Next door is the slope-style course, another set of man-made jumps and obstacles for the baggy-clothed brigade to strut their stuff. The introduction of these modern hip sports was designed to attract a younger audience to the Olympics. Many of the traditionalists aren't keen, but reservations also extend to some of the athletes.
Hi, I'm Stale Sandbeck. I'm a snowboarder. I do slope-style here, and I'm from Norway. It's just not as, it's not operated by snowboarders as the other contests. That makes a difference for sure.
So is X Games more of a party atmosphere then?
It's more real snowboarding, I guess. We can wear our own clothes. We can, so many rules and so many extra things, you know,
Yeah. You
got to think about. We can adapt, but we'd rather keep it. Snowboarding is no rules, you know, just play around and do whatever you want.
But snowboarders, and never call them boarders, have proved ultra popular at the Winter Games. A lot of people have turned up here to watch the thrills and spills in the half-pipe competition. And the American Shaun White is arguably the biggest global superstar competing at these Olympics. Perhaps it is all a little bit conformist, but as the men's slope-style champion Sage Kutzenberg explained, they'll always want to be different.
As much as it is cool to win a gold medal, you know, that's not why any of us started snowboarding. We started snowboarding because we have fun and it gets kids on the mountain and you make a lot of friends doing it too. So you can't forget why you started, and we're all out there having a blast. And as much as you can be serious at the sport, there's also a huge fun factor that when you're going on the course, I mean, it's enjoyable. It's something like, it's unreal, you know. It's something that's a lot different than other sports.
And as they come down the hill towards me and rise up into the air, it could be an alley cop, perhaps a Staley Fisher, or even the famous tomahawk. I really have no idea, but it is terrific entertainment. A demonstration of why snowboarding has become such a hit at the Olympics.
The BBC's Alex Capstick in Sochi.
Well, now to something that will probably not become a hit at the Olympics anytime soon, because it is not for people, Robin. It's for dogs.
Well.
We're talking about the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in New York, which ended yesterday.
And now, at this 138th Westminster Kennel Club Show, best in show this evening is the Wire Fox Terrier.
And with that, a furry little white and beige wire fox terrier named Sky jumped on his hind legs and was swooped up by his trainer to accept the award. Sky's handler had this to say.
Oh, it's overwhelming and so proud of her. And I can't say, it's no words for describe this.
Well, Sky bested the first runner-up, Allie, a snowy white-haired poodle. Also, Nathan, a 135-pound bloodhound, Riley, a chocolate-brown Irish water spaniel, and Classy, a 7-pound mini pincher. And I have to say, every time I hear about the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, all I can think of is the movie Best in Show. And the Norwich Terrier, who won that one. You're listening to Here and Now.